our special guest is here. I've been told that Grady Sizemore, Indian center fielder, joining us live from Winter Haven. Grady, thanks for the time, pal.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You've been to a few of these now, the spring trainings. Is it still exciting for you? Is it sort of old hat?
No, it's always exciting just to get the season going. I think spring training's obviously long and grueling, but once the season gets going, everyone's pretty excited.
How long did it take you to get over the loss to the Red Sox? Or is it still there?
You know, it was tough. It was obviously it's a tough way to end the year, but you know, once you start training for the next season and you get into that off-season routine, you kind of start to forget and not forget, but you know, put it behind you and go from there.
So, what kind of guy are you when you're working out in the off-season? Do you like put it on the bulletin board, or what do you got going to motivate yourself?
You know, I don't need much motivation. I enjoy working out. I enjoy getting out there and getting back into shape. So I don't. There's no bulletin board with you know, pin drops and needles in it and everything like that.
You got to tell me how to do that. Enjoy working out, because I can't wrap my mind around that one.
Oh yeah, well it's the 12 pack I drink the night before that makes me want to work out.
Grady Sizemore of the Cleveland Indians joining us here on the Fan. When you look at the rest of your teams in the division, the rest of the teams in the division, you see the Tigers go out and they add a bunch of players. You know, the White Sox improve themselves. I know Johan Santana is gone. I'm sure you're not too sad about that. But your team has pretty much kept the nucleus there. Did you like that, or would you rather have seen them go out and maybe try and spend a little bit more money?
Well, I definitely like the fact that we kept the same guys and we have that same core group. And, you know, we did go out and get, you know, a few guys here and there. But, you know, I think with us, we liked what we had in the locker room last year, that atmosphere and the guys working together and playing hard. So, like I said, we didn't need to change much. And I think, you know, we're not worried about what other teams are doing. I think we're worried about what we have to do in our locker room and what we're doing today to make ourselves a better team.
You know, you've played every game in the last couple of years. Is that something you want to keep going, or is it just, you know, playing every game in the last 2 years something that just happened?
Well, you know, it's important to me to be out there. I've been lucky enough to be healthy. You know, it's not really the streak that I'm you know, looking to keep alive. It's more just, you know, getting out there every day and playing and, you know, helping the team. I don't really focus on the streak, you know, the number. It's more just if I'm healthy, I want to be on the field.
Has there been any day, like in the past 2 years, though, where Eric Welch says, hey, Grady, I'm sitting you, and you had to kind of battle and say, no, I'm not?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much every time he tries to put me on a lineup, that's what I have to do. But, you know, so I don't always have much of a say in the matter.
Grady Sizemore with the Indians on 1460, the Fans. So tell, how's it going so far, and what's the camaraderie? What are you guys buzzing about down there?
You know, everyone's just glad to get back in the swing of things. I think, you know, we have a pretty loose atmosphere, a little like to keep it low-key in the clubhouse and have fun. And, you know, everyone works hard and has fun and enjoys it. So we're just going to, you know, continue with that and, you know, get ready for the year.
Now that Trot Nixon isn't on the team, who's going to be the pie-in-the-face guy?
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. We might have to do something new this year. Maybe the pies might be retired unless Trot wants to make a comeback.
I've heard more than a few, I guess, so-called baseball experts pick the Indians to go and win the World Series. Do you guys sort of like that role, or would you rather, you know, nobody's really talking about you, sort of come from the back?
You know, it doesn't really matter. I think, you know, like I said, our focus is not on, you know, what's happening around us or what's happening outside. You know, we're not worried about who's picking who or who's making moves. I think, you know, we have a lot of work to do, and you know, it's tough every day out there. So we're just focusing on, you know, what's in front of us in that day.
Has Eric Welch grown back the mustache? Because I really think he needs to.
Oh, the porn stash? Yeah. Seriously.
Did he grow it back?
We haven't seen it yet. You know, I told him if we went in a slump last year, he had to grow it back. But we played pretty well all year, so we never saw it. But we'll see.
I think in protest, all of the players need to grow porn stashes, just so he needs to grow one to fit in.
Well, some of us can. I know I can't.
So what do you? If you tried to grow something, what would you be like, patchy, or could only grow like the goatee part, or?
Yeah, I can't grow anything. I mean, it's fuzz.
Well, that's okay, because I can't picture your mustache being any worse than a mustache I can picture on, like, Jeremy Sowers. He would look like a rapist with a mustache.
I'd have to color mine in. He would look kind of funny with a stash. There's a few guys.
Well, I think this is the only interview you're going to do today where we talk about Jeremy Sowers and his mustache. Hey, Grady, thank you. Thank you for the time, pal. We appreciate it. Good luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.